I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack.
A quick note, this was recorded on November 18th, 2020.
So I think the other version of this was quite a surprise.
Definitely exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It wasn't like the most phenomenal thing I've ever had, but it was definitely good enough that we finished in the next couple of days.
Yes.
And I was impressed with it. So this is one that I actually maybe even have like slightly higher expectations for.
I think so, yeah. I do.
I'm assuming you didn't see this the first time around.
I did not. I would have bought it if I had.
Yeah. So these are some Nonies.
Cookie bites.
Chocolate covered cookie bites. Milk chocolate, roasted almond flavored.
So last time we had dark chocolate toasted coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this time we've got milk chocolate roasted almond. So what episode was that previous one? Do you have it up by any chance?
I actually don't. It's going to take me a second to find it. Oh, yeah, 239.
239. Okay, so if you want a little bit extra context on this product, check out episode 239. But basically, we both definitely had Nani's biscotti mm-hmm. growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, something that we were kind of ambivalent about, I think, was our consensus.
Not really by any indication of the quality of the biscotti.
No, just more about our take on biscotti in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But this here is, I think at least the dark chocolate version of this was something that we actually enjoyed quite a lot.
Yep.
So, and I think we've both had a kind of an unabashed appreciation for milk chocolate throughout
mm-hmm.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, optimistic about this one. The description says that it's a, you know, creamy milk chocolate with a crispy, crunchy almond cookie and roasted almonds.
Yep.
So, which for the record, biscotti is always an almond cookie, right? It's an almond-based cookie. Regardless, like that's not a special flavoring for this product. It's just, I believe that's true.
That is true.
Yes. Okay. So let's give it a try. Once again, they are smaller than they look like on the cover.
Did you know that biscotti is from actually like specifically a very specific city in Tuscany? In
I did not.
Called Prato.
Cool. That's cool. Fun fact.
All right. Oh yeah, they're so small. Oh, these are good. These are actually a little saltier than I thought.
I thought they were distinctly salty in a very pleasant way.
That's like the first thing you taste, right?
Salt hits you first.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What does it remind me of? You know, oh my god, what is this thing called? You know those Cadbury sticks? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I do.
Cadbury Dairy Milk Fingers. Have you ever had these before?
Let's see.
Pulling up a photo real quick. Those?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have.
The texture of this kind of reminds me of that.
It's very soft. It's like it got a good crunch to it, but mm-hmm. it's not like hard at all.
No.
It's kind of like, you know, the bite is very clean and even.
And I guess the other one was probably like that as well, but since this is milk chocolate, it's reminding me like more distinctly of that with a little bit of nut mm-hmm. involved. And that saltiness that comes with that.
I'm kind of surprised that nowhere on this bag, on either side, does it mention the saltiness.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, A, that is a very strong flavor component here.
Yeah.
And B, it's like, people, like, I think it's trendy right now.
It is.
You know, stuff to be, like, salty.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree.
It even just calls it a sweetly satisfying, supremely snackable treat. And it's all alliteration, and salt also starts with an S. And it really just feels like it could have been snuck in there, but it wasn't.
Like, they could have said salted almonds or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what part of it is the salty part, but it doesn't seem like a hard part to point out. Also, for what it's worth, it's not just the almonds. Like, the chocolate itself, I think, is salty as well. Because I just now tasted the bottom of the biscuit,
mm-hmm.
and even that was salty.
No. The only salty ingredient in the ingredient list is, well, I mean, the salted butter and also the salt. So I guess those could be going anywhere here.
Yeah.
It's not really clear whether, like, it's not in parentheses for anything. Mm. It's kind of one of the general ingredients, so.
I like these better than the other ones, actually.
Definitely.
Yeah. These are quite good. I would definitely buy these again, actually.
Yeah, me too. I think they are, you know, what is it? Supremely snackable.
They really are.
You can really just keep snacking on them because they've got just enough salt to kind of keep you coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
They're sweet. The chocolate's good quality. The biscuit's very good quality.
Yeah, I think these are from Publix, if I'm not mistaken. But they're definitely like the kind of brand that you could find in a lot of different places. The milk chocolate is like of decent quality.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got enough other flavors that you don't like. It's not like the focus necessarily, but it has still a pretty strong chocolatey component to it. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Interesting. Yeah, I would definitely recommend these.
I would recommend these.
If you see this and the other one, get this one first, I think.
Yeah, I would recommend this one over the other one for sure. I think the salt really is what makes it.
Yeah. Stands out, right? And actually makes it easier to eat a lot of because it's not like it's not like you're eating chocolate. It feels like you're eating like just a snack, you know? You can just toss them out and keep going. Like, if you look at like the chocolate to wafer ratio is more wafer here than in like a Kit Kat, for instance.
Yeah, for sure. It feels like you're eating a healthy little cookie. Too far? Maybe too far. Anyway, what will we on the, you know, snackable bag cookies sort of scale?
Or on the biscotti scale?
Well, on the biscotti scale, I prefer this to like any biscotti. Like, I don't even think this is really a biscotti. It's a cookie bite.
I mean, I agree. I also prefer it to biscotti. I mean, what are you comparing it to then?
I'm comparing like it Oreos? To like, oh man, just like, yeah, I guess. I think like a grocery store bought like prepackaged cookies. I would give it like a 5. Hard scale. Real hard scale.
Including
just all the grocery store cookies.
Maybe a 6.
Maybe a 6. But
I mean,
not a 6.
It's definitely a hard scale. Yeah, definitely not past 6. Really
scale.
But
yeah, thereabouts. 5 to 6. Like a strong 5. Maybe weak 6.
Yeah, they're good. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.